for two. Kickers are extra, I give them the boot. Ooh, going for two. Sit back, relax while I grab me a brew. Ooh, now I'm reclining while putting my time and I'm ready to go. My spine is aligning and much my lineups, my bank account grow. I am so rich, but knowledge is all that I'm leaving it with. Ooh, listen to this. Multiple options, how far can I get? Ooh, DFS Dynasty redraft tonight, I'm not finishing last. I'm finishing past any and all, I am looking to last.
What else?
This spot is popping and I am so locked in, and only opening the door when it is opportunity knocking. And all of these spots keep on talking and talking. So what are we talking? What kind of alignment and running it deep? Even players forgotten or came from the bottom or hitting that topping. And this spot is popping, yeah, this spot is popping. And woo! This is the armchair. Yeah. Put up your arms, yeah. Sound the alarm, yeah.
What is going on, guys, and welcome to episode 315 of the Armchair Fantasy Show. I'm your host, of course, Jeff Lambert. You can follow me on Twitter at JeffLambert77. We are here live every Wednesday night on the Going For Two Live Podcast Network on Facebook Live, Twitter, YouTube, and Twitch, and of course, syndicated on all major podcast networks. If you are watching us on Twitter, we cannot see comments from Twitter, so go find us on YouTube. It is youtube.com/@goingfortwolive. I'm here with my co-host, Mr. Ryan Searfoss. What's up, Ryan?
Not much, man. I'm going to pop away real quick. I have to shut this door here in this room because the other dog can hear me. He's getting pissed off. So
all right, good stuff. A good chance to introduce our guest. First time on the show, Mr. Justin Herrera. He's the host of the TSS Fantasy Podcast and contributor for Dynasty Pros and Going For Two. You could follow him on Twitter. I wasn't quite sure how to say the Twitter names, Justin, so I'll let you say it. How do you pronounce the Twitter name?
Yeah, so it's SemtexMex93. It's like Semtex, like the grenade.
Boom, told you, Jeff.
Call of Duty. Nice. And then Mex, because I'm half Mexican, so I was just like, I pulled it together when I was in high school, and it stuck ever since.
Nice, nice. Good stuff. All right, man, give my listeners real quick rundown what you do. I mean, you had so many credentials, I couldn't list them all, but you do a podcast and a bunch of other things. Go ahead and tell them about it.
So I started off as a writer, and I just got into this podcasting world. I love it. I love fantasy football. I love talking with people on Twitter about anything fantasy. This year I got on with you guys Going For Two to start really getting into my like college thing, because I've never been a college writer before or ever been really interested in Devi. So I got into that this year. So it's been really cool. But yeah, all I really do is I write a podcast and freaking A, man, put it all together and have a couple beers.
Good stuff. Good stuff. All right, so let's go ahead and jump into the show here. First, we'll pay some bills. Of course, today's show was brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Check out the industry-leading best ball leagues with huge tournaments, private leagues, and pick 'em to every major sport. Sign up with our promo code GF2 and get a deposit match up to $100. It's as simple as that. Sign up, use promo code GF2, and start drafting. We got a jam-packed show tonight, so the first thing we're going to do tonight is take a look at the DraftNetwork.com NFL mock draft that just recently came out, and we're going to take that as verbatim, as if that really happens in real life, and kind of look at each offensive pick and see how we feel about the landing spots, if it was to actually land that way. And then we're also going to mock draft some running backs that are 25 years and older. We did receivers a couple weeks ago, so we're going to do the running backs this time. But of course, we always kick it off here with the nonsense drafts. Let's go ahead and get that started.
Attention, everyone. Let's mock draft.
All right. So Ryan made a comment last week about us doing too many movies and TV topics here. So I went into my think tank here and came up with something good. So tonight we are drafting things you would use in a fight to the death that can be found inside a Walmart. So the battleground is Walmart. The three of us are in the battleground royale. We get to pick three things that we can use to fight each other to the death. And you got the 101 here, Justin. So go ahead and give me what you got.
Well, I know you said no guns are allowed, so I'm going to stick with that. But I'm going to go into that same aisle, the hunting aisle, because I don't know about you guys. Every Walmart's a little different. But my Walmart is huge on hunting stuff. So I'm going to go out there. I'm going to grab one of those nice camo machetes, and I'm going to chop somebody up. Let's nice. Go.
That's a good one. That is a great one. I was thinking of the other things in that aisle as well. Like, what is in there that's not a gun that I could use? I didn't come up with anything good. So I'm going to pick. I'm here up at the 102. So I'm actually going into the sporting good aisle here, and I'm just getting me a good old fashioned Louisville Slugger, just a good old fashioned baseball bat. I may have to get me a metal one so that it doesn't break, because I'm going to have this for a while. But I'm definitely going to get me a baseball bat as my 101 pick. Ryan, you got the 103.
I will be in the sporting goods. I'll probably one aisle over. Being over baseball equipment, I'm down to the golf equipment. And I'm getting a driver and a bunch of golf balls, because getting hit with a golf ball is excruciating. And at point blank, it's going to be real rough. I'm going to miss a lot of shots. You might have it's going to have like stormtrooper like accuracy. But you know what? Those ones that hit, poor, they're going to take you down.
They're going to hurt. And then if we get too close, you just hit it with the damn club, because I'm sure that's got to hurt too.
just
across the face.
I should probably go for an iron then. So I'm going to switch this up to like a 5 iron.
All right.
Instead of a driver.
Good
so
stuff.
You get that metal shaft.
Yeah. All right, Justin, you're back up at the 104.
Well, Ryan, I was just going to say this. I don't know about you, but my iron game is a lot more accurate than my actual driving game is. I swing it a little bit to the left. I cut it, slice it, whatever the hell it is. Yeah. Oh, my God.
It goes where it wants.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm gonna follow up with your idea, but I'm going to take golf balls. I'm going to put in a slingshot.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, that would be much more accurate, that's for sure. All right, so I got my baseball bat here. I'm going to want to move around pretty quickly here, so I'm going to get me a motorized scooter so I can get in and get out real quick, hit you with the baseball bat and dip out. So that's going to be my 105 there, is the motorized scooter. Ryan, what you got at the 106?
I'm going to be heading down the toy aisle, and I'm going to be unboxing all those Matchbox cars and Legos and leaving those trapped on the ground, Kevin McAllister style.
Yeah, so you're going Home Alone.
It slows you down when you come towards me.
Nice. I like it. The Home Alone style. All right.
Very nice.
We are at the 107 here. Your last pick, Justin. What you got?
All right. So I'm going to go a little childish on this one. I'm going to go with good old fashioned. I'm going to go get one of those fake WWE championship belts. I'm going to be saying it the entire time. The champ is here, baby. If you ever watch a WWE match, you know that one of those title belts to the back of the head, nobody ain't ever getting up from that.
Never happened.
That's awesome. I love it. I love it. All right, so I got my baseball bat. I got my motorized scooter. I got to protect myself now. So I'm going back to the sporting good aisle and get me a football helmet. Protect my head a little bit. I'm just going to roll around with a football helmet, motorized scooter with a baseball bat and just take y'all out.
It's like a deranged version of Mario Kart.
Yeah, pretty much. It's exactly what it is. I'm just going to be cruising around Walmart with a baseball bat. All right, Ryan, close us out here. What you got at the 109?
So I'm between two things. Before I have my answer, do either of you guys have a shellfish or peanut allergy?
I do not.
Okay, in that case, I'm going to grab a lighter on the way to the women's section with hairspray and we're blood torching.
Nice.
Nice.
You're getting a little creative.
I was debating going poison, but this, I guess it'll work better because that don't work like you guys here.
Yeah, I thought about poison too because, you know, they got a pharmacy in most Walmarts, but I couldn't think of how I would administer it. I'm not going to run around with a syringe trying to stick you in your arm or something.
You put the pills in the slingshot.
There you go.
That's it.
There you go. All right. That's a great draft. I think that one was a pretty good one there. Ryan, do you approve on this one?
Oh, yeah, I like this one. This is fun.
Good stuff. All right. So I mentioned at the top here that we're going to be looking at the draftnetwork.com mock draft that they ran. I think they ran it on the 20th. So it's taken into account most of the free agency moves here. And we'll go through one pick at a time, just the first round. And I'll mention what position they were drafted in and what team they went to, and we'll just kind of talk about each one of these. So right there at the top, I think this is what's expected to actually happen in the real NFL draft, but the 101 Panthers take quarterback CJ Stroud, and I'll go to you first, Justin. Give me your thoughts on this landing spot, and does this, you know, help or hurt his overall fantasy value?
No, I actually love the landing spot for CJ Stroud. He's somebody I've been high on for, you know, this entire process. And I mean, I think that, you know, him going there, they got Thielen, they've got a couple other weapons, and emphasis on the weapons a little bit. And then they got Miles Sanders, you know? So they're kind of building something there. I think Stroud needs more than somebody like a Bryce Young does. CJ Stroud, he's got the talented arm. He can drop it in a bucket. All he has to do is get it near Adam Thielen, and he'll be, like, golden. So I think this is probably the better spot for him than, like, the Texans would. For instance, so yeah. I'm okay with it.
Yeah, and I like it too because that defense is also good too. He's not going to be playing from behind a lot, so you know we assume at least that you know that good defense can keep things close as long as he's not turning the ball over. I think he'll be good. What about you, Ryan? What are your thoughts on Stroud to the Panthers at 101?
How many times is he going to mumble under his breath that I had better receivers at Ohio State being there? I mean, it's going to be a process with him there. It's a bad situation. I like the coach, but the strong cast is really rough. But it's going to happen. Somebody overheard the coach saying, "If you look for houses in Charlotte or something like that, it's the right decision." It's just, I think it might be a year before you really want to start hitting fantasy until they get a real weapon for him.
Yeah, I was always saying even before we knew that Stroud might go 101 that Stroud was the better NFL quarterback. But the next guy in this list might be the better fantasy quarterback. At the 102, the Texans take quarterback Bryce Young. I want to go to you, Ryan. Give me your thoughts on Bryce Young to the Texans.
Dude, I like it. I feel like I've said it a billion times, like him and Mechie's old connection. I was blind. Who did they just get?
Robert Woods and Noah Brown.
Yeah, they got Robert Woods and...
He's going to be running for his life. Trying to make something happen because that's not great. Hopefully they can draft somebody to pair with him a little bit later. But it's a fresh start. He can be the face of the franchise and something they haven't seen for a while.
Didn't they get a running back too? Who did they just get in free agent as a running back?
Oh, shoot.
But it's not Damian Pierce, who's nice.
Yeah, he went to Buffalo, I think. I forget who they got.
Did they get Singletary?
Singletary. That's exactly who it was. Yep.
Yeah, he's a non-factor name.
Yeah, he's definitely Damian Pierce is his show for sure. All right, what are your thoughts on Bryce Young, Justin, to the Texans?
Just to what you guys are saying, that validates that Damian Pierce is gonna be worth like a pick this year in freaking redraft and even in dynasty. Like, you know, if you get one more year out of him, you're pretty much fine. But as far as the Bryce Young thing goes, love the kid. He's got the best vision in the entire class. He's probably got most of all the tools that Stroud has. And then, you know, the only knock on him, if he was 6'3" like Stroud, he'd be number one overall, no problem.
Hell, if he was 6 foot or 6'1".
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But everybody's just like knocking him because he can't stay at 200 pounds and he's like 5'10". Guess what? You know, Russell Wilson went through the same problem. Russell Wilson figured it out. And you know what he did? He used his receivers. He talked to his receivers. He said, "Hey, I'm going to roll out and you're going to come back on your routes and we're going to get first down, first down, first down. And then we're just going to score." He's got smart guys around him. He's got Robert Woods. I liked Noah Brown last year. You know, if he can kind of, you know, maybe change up his game a little bit. And then obviously, like you said, John Mechie. I like with the Texans because they got D'Amico Ryans too. Shout out San Francisco. And it's just going to be a gritty team. It's going to be one of those teams that will really build themselves around Bryce Young. I love the pick on that one.
Yeah. What about you?
I talked about that. I was going to say, we mentioned D'Amico. Alabama ties run deep.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Very deep.
Yeah, I'm with y'all. I'm with you all on Bryce Young. Like I said, I think he has the legs that we like in fantasy, scoring, to have that safe floor for a quarterback. You mentioned he's a smart quarterback. He's an accurate quarterback. Texans are kind of a train wreck, but I do think that D'Amico Ryan put that stuff together, that he's going to have a pretty good squad there pretty soon. I think he'll go a lot of defense. They've gotten a bunch of our guys off the defensive side of things, too. So I do think Bryce Young is a good landing spot there with the Texans. All right, at the 104, the Colts take the third quarterback in this draft, the combine MVP, basically, QB Anthony Richardson. Justin, what's your thoughts on Richardson? And you know, he kind of has that sort of Josh Allen kind of thing coming out where he's not accurate, but he's a freak as far as an athlete.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate it to the Colts. I fucking hate it. I wish he would I wish PFN would just drop him one more to the Lions, because then I'd be like, okay, cool. We're booked in. He can sit behind Goff. We can really get this thing going. Colts are going to use him right away. I mean, the Colts have got some talent around them. If they keep Michael Pittman this year and if, you know, Jonathan Taylor goes back to his old form, but that line is still shit. And then, you know, top it all off, I wasn't very impressed with that defense, you know, the past 2 years. Yeah. So it's kind of one of those things where I'm like, you know, he's got great talent, but he's just not there as a quarterback yet. And you don't get there as a quarterback starting for a team and losing and getting beat up. It works for some people. Some people can overcome it. But, you know, there's a lot of guys. There's more guys on the side that didn't overcome it than there are on the side that did.
Yeah, good point. Ryan, what are your thoughts here to the Colts?
My negative streak I've had, I feel like I've been saying, even though I like the picks for them, but not for fantasy. It's not stopping. I actually like Anthony Richard a lot for the Colts. Reasons for it. One, you mentioned the bad defense. That means he's going to be throwing and be on the field more, right, for his life. The bad offensive line, it's going to be one read run. So we saw what Justin Fields did on that. I think with his inaccuracy issues, with that like mid 50% completion rate, passer rate or completion percentage, he needs big bodied, high, like long reach wide receivers. And that's what you have now, or Alec Pierce and Michael Pittman. Like, I think everything is there to help benefit. And oh my God, if they start running the zone read,
not a fan.
Him and Jonathan Taylor, that'd be deadly.
Yeah.
Like, who are you going to guard there with that kind of athleticism?
Yeah. So my thought was, you know, Justin kind of touched on it, the fact that, you know, as a young quarterback coming into an offense where you're going to get beat up, thrown in right away, might be a detriment to him. And it might be in the long run. But in the short term, as far as fantasy value, I just looked up his stats. But last year, I won't say his name yet. He had 2,242 yards passing, only 17 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, and he was QB6. And that's Justin Fields. Passing numbers were terrible, really, you look at him, but because he had those legs and the ability to do the things that I think Richardson can do as well, I think fantasy-wise, I think he will still be good, even if he's a quote-unquote bad NFL quarterback. I think he'll still be a good fantasy quarterback. It's just a matter of, can he keep that job long enough to improve his accuracy and keep that starting job? But if he's picked this high, he'll get at least a couple years to do that. So in Dynasty, I will definitely take him if he goes this high at the 104. All right, moving down the draft here. The first receiver comes off the board at 112 to the Texans, and it was a bit of a surprise for me. They take Jordan Addison. Ryan, I want to go to you on this one. Give me your thoughts on Addison to the Texans and your thought on him being the first receiver off the board.
I mean, he's immediately becomes Bryce Young's top target there. Being he'll be their best receiver day one. I personally take JSN if I was drafting. But, you know, Addison will do very well there. He's a great route runner. He knows how to get open. He has such a good floor. And the instant volume he get right away in Houston would be very good for him fantasy-wise. I think that moves him up my draft boards a lot.
Yeah, I think the Texans here, what they were thinking, at least whoever did this mock draft, was thinking that Addison, like we've said a million times in this podcast, is the safest one of the receivers. He has the safest floor. So if they're looking for almost a surefire first round pick, Addison's a good way to go. What are your thoughts on Addison here, Justin?
Yeah, I echo what Ryan says. If Jordan Addison goes to the Texans, he with that room of Robert Woods, ew, and Noah Brown, I definitely say that Jordan Addison would skyrocket up everybody's board and to a point where he might be a top five guy if he isn't already. In most fantasy startup or not startup drafts, but like, you know, drafts. Dynasty drafts. Yeah. So I think that he would definitely be one of those guys that would go all the way up on my map for even redraft.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I think if he gets his draft capital, especially as the first receiver off the board, it definitely would give me pause. I think I have him currently as my receiver 3 or 4. I have to go back and check, but he would definitely move up with this draft capital coming off first on the board here. The second receiver follows that up just a few picks later, and you can tell this is a mock draft because we know this team never takes receivers in the first round. That is the Packers taking Jaxon Smith-Njigba at the 115. Justin, I'll go to you first this time. First of all, you know, obviously we think Rodgers will be gone, so it'll be Jordan Love and Jaxon Smith-Njigba there. What are your thoughts on that? And then do you think the Packers actually go out and get a first-round receiver after they lose Aaron Rodgers in the first year? Like, how much is that a kick in the face?
I think that's the right amount of a kick in the face. I think that would be a nice little, like, goodbye present for Aaron Rodgers. Hey, we were going to get you all the pieces you needed. Yeah. You're going to have Christian Watson and Jackson and Jugba Smith. But I love if they were to do that. I would love it if they were to get off the whole, we need a defensive player every single first round kick, and just go out there and be like, we're going to make an elite wide receiving core. Fuck yeah. Put Romeo Doubs in the slot. Put Jackson in the freaking, you know, in the possession receiver position. And then put Watson out there and say, hey, just run a nine round every single freaking time.
Yeah.
Jordan Love would instantly become a top 20 quarterback right off the bat, off of that. So, yeah, if you can't tell, I absolutely love the pick.
Yeah, it's funny because we talked about this a lot on a podcast before, but it kind of reminds me of Russell Wilson. You know, for years we kept saying, you know, they won't get him an offensive line. They won't get him an offensive line. The year that he leaves, they get a right tackle and a left tackle. Like, it's like a kick in the face, really. So that, yeah, the Packers taking Jaxon Smith-Njigba here would be kind of hilarious. Ryan, I know you love JSN, so give me your thoughts of him to the Packers.
It's not ideal with Aaron Rodgers gone. For like him, but we've seen so many. If you're a great wide receiver, you're going to overcome that. And I think he's kind of landing spot proof. And he's still my top receiver on the board, no matter what. But I can't see, there might not be a lot of volume there. But slot receiver for, because that's what he's going to play, is a slot receiver with a young quarterback. It might be a perfect, you know, escape plan for him.
Yeah.
And just be his best friend.
Just, yeah, just his go-to receiver every time he drops back. You know.
And there's nobody else really there either. Like, yeah. Dobbs and Christian Watts are fine. But, like, there's no, like, elite first-round talents there.
Agreed. All right, moving down a couple more picks at the 118. The Lions take their quarterback that you hoped they were taking, Richardson, a couple picks ago. But they got Will Levis here at the 118, Justin. What are your thoughts about him sitting for a year behind Goff? And do you think he ends up being an NFL caliber quarterback eventually?
You know, I think that Will Levis and Anthony Richardson are right there as far as QB talent, not athletic talent. Athletic talent, Anthony Richardson's up here. Will Levis is like right about here. But as far as QB talent and what they have big arms. They have kind of like a reckless attitude. And, you know, they kind of need to be reeled in a little bit. I think Will Levis learning under Jared Goff would be a fantastic fit. I don't know if Will Levis will ever reach the upper echelon of the quarterbacks in this league, but I think he can be a damn good quarterback if he's properly brought along. If he were to land, say, in, let's say, Las Vegas or Seattle, I would say the exact same thing. I think you have a good starting quarterback in front of him that can teach him the way of the NFL and teach him how to, you know, understand blitzes and coverages. Blitzes, most importantly, because this guy does not know how to read when a blitz is coming.
I've heard that.
I think that would be fantastic. I like the pick. I don't know if it'll be there, but I do like the pick.
All right. 118 to the Lions, Will Levis, Ryan. What are your thoughts here?
I think he stinks, and no matter where he goes, the bad pick.
I knew that was coming. Ryan hates Will Levis.
Everything you said about him holding the ball too long, questionable decisions. He's also not accurate, and his ball placement is trash. Like, there's nothing I can get excited about. He can throw the ball far, cool. Every NFL quarterback, like,
I'd rather he could throw it far, though. That means he's Josh Allen, right? The next coming of Josh Allen, right?
Yeah. Exactly. every inaccurate quarterback that ever comes into the league that can throw it really far is now going to be the Josh Allen comp, pretty much.
just let me roll Jared Goff and just collect talent. I hate this pick.
Yeah, all right, good stuff. All right, one pick later, the guy who is the consensus 101 in pretty much all Dynasty rookie drafts, the Bucks take Bijan Robinson. Ryan, what are your thoughts on this pick? Do you like it for fantasy?
I want to preface saying I think Bijan Robinson is a top 12 running back, no matter where he lands. I think this is one of the absolute worst landing spots he could land in because they have a terrible offensive line, a not great quarterback in Baker Mayfield, a talented pass catching back who they will find some use to just annoy you with. And this team's going to be playing from behind because they don't really have a good defense. And playing from behind means this will be more pass oriented games. Just everything works against them for the Bucs. And the Bucs, if they do that, it's malpractice as a general manager and just from a general football perspective. When you have tons of huge holes, mainly on the line, that you need to fill way before a running back. A runner against a luxury pick.
Yeah, it's funny because there. I don't know if y'all saw that quote from Rashad White that he said basically, you know, draft anybody, bring anybody in here. Bijan Robinson, it doesn't matter. I'm the RB1. He might get his wish if this was the case for this mock, if he'd have Bijan Robinson basically fighting for the RB1 spot there. What are your thoughts, Justin, on Bijan Robinson to the Bucks?
I just traded for Rashad White. Please don't let this happen. Come on now. I 100%. Yes, Jamie. A big shout out to Jamie. I forgot to say a big shout out to you. Thank you for the shout out, my friend. What are we doing here? Like Ryan said, this is like when the Giants said, oh, we're one running back away from being good again and got Saquon Barkley. No, you need to rebuild the line. You need to, you know, fix all the holes that you have, and then you can go get a running back in like the sixth round and he'll be just fine. Bucks fans should be hoping that they can get their hands on a good offensive line at this position. And, you know, at this point, maybe like a Paris Johnson would be awesome. Don't go Bijan Robinson. He's going to be a talent regardless in fantasy, but it's all about how long is he going to be a talent, right? If he goes to Dallas, he could be a talent for 5 years. If he goes to Tampa, he could be a talent for 2 years.
Yeah, good point.
That's how I see it.
And Robbie's joining the chat here a little late. He says, I didn't plug the episode. Sorry, Robbie. I usually plug it in one of our leagues that we're in, and I didn't get time to do it tonight. So I apologize for not reminding you. You should have your alarm set for 9:30 every Wednesday, and then you'll know that we're on. So, yeah. All right. So in this mock, the next pick that as an offensive player is at the 122. It is the Chargers. And it's an interesting pick that I don't know if I quite understand it, but tight end Dalton Kincaid as a tight end one off the board at 122. Justin, what are your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, I think this is definitely a reach. You know, hopefully Michael Mayer doesn't fall too much farther after this. Mayer is obviously the workhorse of this class. This is a talented class. I love Darnell Washington. I love Michael Mayer. I love Kincaid. But I kind of like them in that order where it's kind of like, you know, Kincaid is the last guy. Mayer and Washington can be interchangeable. I like Mayer as more a complete player. Washington is more of the absolute animal as a wide receiver. But yeah, Kincaid's the third tight end for me. For this pick, I don't really like it too much.
Yeah, I didn't quite understand why they went with Dalton Kincaid here either. But Ryan, what are your thoughts on Kincaid here being the first tight end?
If them take a tight end here, if they have to take a tight end, he's the one that makes sense to me just because of their track record of type of tight ends they have, because they don't use it in line blocking. He's probably the best athlete out of them. You know, he didn't test, but if you watch him play, he's like one of the more just pure receiving tight ends in the league. Like when you see like Gerald Everett, Donald Parham, Trey McKitty, none of these guys are really line blockers, and that's not what they're going to do. I think it'd be fine for fantasy. I think he has pretty good touchdown upside. I think they should have went with Jalin Hyatt here so they can have somebody who could stretch the field because they have old, slow wide receivers and nothing like that to unlock Justin Herbert.
Yeah, that's a good call. Yeah, Hyatt didn't even go in the first round, surprisingly, which I thought was a kind of surprise for this.
Well, that's because the 4-4 flat's slow nowadays.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we got two more offensive players picked in this mock draft. The 124, the Vikings take my favorite player from this draft class, wide receiver Zay Flowers. And I'll go to you first, Ryan. Give me your thoughts on Zay Flowers to the Vikings.
I adore that pick. It's great. I think he's a great fit there. He can do all the underneath stuff, all those motions, just opens up life for Justin Jefferson, and Justin Jefferson keeps him in single coverage forever. If you'd have that, maybe not year one, but year two, where you're having two wide receivers who are going to be top 20 on. Like, I think it's a very good landing spot
for him. You think he just jumps right into that role for that Thielen kind of left? So,
it's not going to be a Thielen role because they're such different players, but he's going to play out, he'll probably play out of the slot. They'll probably move a lot in motion. There's just, he works well within what they have and how they have that offense. With him adding that speed with Hockenson and Jefferson is very nice.
Yeah. Justin, what are your thoughts?
I think it's definitely a luxury pick. I don't think they really need offensive weapons. I think Osborne's going to fill in that Thielen role well. Hockenson obviously proved to be a very dominant force. But I will agree with Ryan. I think that Zay Flowers in the slot for anybody is going to be freaking deadly. If he goes to the Vikings, this offense is going to be up and down the best one in the NFC North. And it's going to be, you know, a championship caliber one again. It's just going to also be big question marks for this defense is going to need to step up at some point and obviously play well if they're going to get anywhere in the playoffs.
They need to just not be injured.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you can't for get...
Says any team in the NFL. Yeah.
No, but, like, have we ever seen Khalil Mack, Joey Bosa, Derwin James, and Asante Samuels in a game together, like, all four? I don't know if we have.
Probably not.
Yeah. I don't have the stats to back that up, but they all missed a lot of time and football played together.
Yeah, that's a good call.
That's fair.
So from fantasy perspective, I love the pick. You know, I think Justin kind of hit on it a little bit. It's a luxury pick. It's not what the Vikings probably want or need at this spot. But if they did take Zay Flowers here, I think his draft stock, I don't know if it can improve much more than it already has. But I think he definitely becomes one of those top guys if he wasn't already. So, yeah, if the Vikings take him at 124, I love the pick. As far as fantasy goes, NFL is a little bit of a sketchy pick, but I agree with both of you on that. All right, the last offensive player taken in this mock draft was the Giants at 126, and they get wide receiver Quentin Johnston, who's the big fast receiver that is top three-ish from most people's boards here as far as fantasy goes. What are your thoughts of the Giants landing spot here, Justin?
Like the pick. Don't know how I feel about it necessarily for fantasy year one. I like it in a dynasty format. I do want to see Daniel Jones throw for more than 20 touchdowns in a season, though. So until that kind of happens, I'm not really going to be sold on anybody that's on his radar as a wide receiver. I mean, he's a monster, right? Like, do you guys subscribe to the idea that this guy is like another DK Metcalf? Physical form, you know, he's fast for the amount of muscle that he's carrying around. He's really fast. And, you know, obviously, if you stick DK Metcalf on anybody's offense, he's going to be a monster. So you kind of look at this and you go, okay, this could be good. But, you know, we still have to deal with the whole Daniel Jones aspect of it. So for me, if I'm looking at him fantasy-wise, I'm probably going to pass on him until about, like, maybe the 5 pick.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm with you on that as well. I think he kind of takes a little bit of a hit initially. I'm not a big Quentin Johnston fan anyway to begin with. I actually have Zay Flowers. Yeah, I have Zay Flowers ranked over Quentin Johnston already before we know landing spot. But I'm curious, Ryan, what are your thoughts here? You know, the Giants typically, draft those slot guys, it seems like. This is a different pick for them.
So, yeah, I mean, it's awesome that they have a wide receiver in a slot because they have their literally top 5 wide receivers are all slot style receivers. Like, not a joke. Isaiah Hodgins, Paris Campbell, Wandale Wright, Darius Slayton, Sterling Shepard, slot. So that's really cool to get off of that, to be away from that. But I like the fit there. He's my wide receiver 5 right now. I don't think it moves him one way or another. I don't think anything changes that wise. He's
he's a boom bust pick no matter what, because yes, he had those flash games. We also saw him disappear in the national championship. He'd have a 200 yard one game, 50 the next. He's a little boom bust here. I don't know if he's that DK Metcalf level athlete, because we haven't seen it, and he didn't play the best competition all year. So like, he was playing the SEC like Metcalf did. So there's still those questions there. So that's, I'm a little hesitant, but it doesn't change anything for me. With,
so you haven't met your receiver five, so you got him even lower than I do. Who do you have in front of him? Do you have it?
JSN Addison, Hyatt Flowers.
Okay. You have Hyatt over him. Nice. Okay. I don't have Hyatt quite that high, but I can definitely see it.
Yeah, he's my three.
Good stuff. All right. Attention, Dynasty managers. You want to do something fun for your league? For as little as $8.50 a person in a 12-man league, we do 1 hour personal league podcast dedicated to your league. We break down every team in your league, as well as rank them from worst to first. Visit goingfor2.com/PLP for details and to book your podcast. We do Dynasty, Redraft, Superflex, Vampire Leagues, and more. Again, the link is goingfor2.com/PLP. The PLP stands for Personal League Podcast, so go book one now. And I will say, if you're a redrafter and you want to do this, I would suggest doing it very soon. We've already booked up all of September, which is, I think, a week, and then we have all the weeks at the end of August already booked up as well. I think the next available date in August is the second week of August. So redrafters, go out and get it. If you're a dynasty, we got a couple already for April and a couple for May, so make sure you go out and get it before they fill up. We only have a limited number of spots for that.
And for $33 extra, I'll come on.
Yeah, Ryan's a cameo appearance. We'll get Ryan on there. All right, so we're going to do another mock draft here. This one's going to be a two-round mock draft with running backs that are 25 years or older. Let me hit the drop.
Attention, everyone. Let's mock draft.
All right, Justin, since you are the guest, you get to go first here. So give me your 101 for running backs over 25.
So I just actually had a real random idea just to tie it in. Every time that somebody picks Will Levis in a draft, you just have a sound drop of Ryan saying, "You got to be kidding me."
like one of those sleeper sounders whenever you pick a quarterback too early or something. It's just Ryan's voice. "You got to be kidding me."
I feel like at this point, it's the hatred's got a little out of control, but I stand by it.
And we all got that one guy that was just like, I understand. I'm going to rip it. 49ers, Christian McCaffrey. I mean, there's just no one
weird.
Better. There's just no one better than CMC when he's fully healthy.
Yeah, it was last year. So. 100% agree. That would be probably my pick as well if I was the 101. I figured you'd go that route even before I knew you were a 49ers fan. All right, so I got the 102 here, and because we are doing Dynasty, I will pick a guy who's in the 25 range just so I can have him for a couple more years. And I'm going to go with Ramondre Stevenson here at the 102. I just think he is a pass catcher, believe it or not, at his size. He's also the goal line back. I think he's a do-it-all kind of running back that Belichick hasn't had in a while. He won't leave the field very often, so I think Stevenson is a great pick here. Ryan, you got the 103.
I'm like ashamed of that pick for you. I'm just embarrassed for you.
You're embarrassed for me?
You gotta be kidding me.
Have you seen Saquon Barkley play football?
I have.
And you're telling me a year difference, which he sat out on an ACL, on a bum ACL, and looked absolutely unstoppable last year, especially once he got healthy. You're going to draft that over Deontay Foreman. Over
Ramondre Stevenson.
You're going to tell me you're going to take a dude who's three rounds ADP worse.
Barkley is 26 on this sheet, but he is almost 27, I believe.
Three rounds ADP worse. you're going to say in a startup draft, just a regular draft, if those were your top two running backs on the board in a dynasty league, you're taking him?
I would probably be really torn, but yes, maybe I would take Barkley.
Hey, the one thing you can say about Stevenson, he has a lot of tread on those tires.
Yeah.
He might not be nearly as athletic, but he's got a lot of tread on those
tires. Wait.
Can't say the same about Barkley.
Wait till James Robinson comes in and just teabags your hopes and dreams.
I still don't quite trust Barkley to stay healthy for a full season, but that's a whole other thing. That's
like five picks I take over Barkley, or over Stevenson.
All right, so you taking Barkley. Got it.
Sorry, Jeff.
It's all right.
I'm not up tonight. I apologize.
It's all right.
Clean up dog pits before the show just cut me off. And it wasn't even my dog.
Yeah, that's the worst. All right, Justin, you got the 104 here. Be careful what you pick. Ryan might bash it.
I don't think it can get much worse than that. I'm actually going to go a little bit on the older side, but he's a guy who's never really had a super serious injury. And, you know, I'm hoping, knock on wood, that's going to continue. I'm going to go with Austin Eckler.
That's a great pick. Great pick. Because you're right. I mean, he is a little bit older, but he's not been used like a regular running back. You know, he had a late start to his career to begin with, and then he's, you know, more of a pass catcher than he is an actual in-between the tackle and the runner. So great pick with Eckler there.
And ever since he's been able to squat 600 pounds, he's been getting through that hole in the goal line real easy, too.
Yeah, he finds the end zone, that's for sure. All right, so I'm back up again at the 105. Let me make sure I'm not missing any obvious one that Ryan will bash me for if I miss.
Well, I would never bash you twice.
Take Damian Harris.
Yeah, if I did that, Ryan would bash me for sure.
Just like, who's the youngest by 1 month?
All right, I mean, I am going with one of the younger guys on this list once again, a guy that's gotten a ton of workload over the first two seasons, and I think it will continue. He's getting a little bit too much hate. We've talked about this before on the podcast, but Mr. Najee Harris, like I mentioned, he gets all the workload. People are down on him because he wasn't the otherworldly running back that we thought he was going to be last year, but he was still damn good. You know, he kind of came on towards the end of last season, and I think that they're going to continue to use him that way. So give me Najee Harris in that workload. Ryan, you got the 106, and how do you like that pick? Was that better for you?
I mean, he only had 1,263 yards, 10 touchdowns, and a down
year. Yeah, that's a down year.
That's a down year. So, yeah, I'm on board with that. I had his stats brought up. That's how I thought it was never so quickly. I'm torn here because I just want to go old, reliable, and boring. And I think
Alvin Cook it is.
Huh?
I said now, Dalvin Cook it is.
I was going more boring.
Nick Chubb.
I thought I was going to do, but you know what? I'm going to take Josh Jacobs, man. He stayed in Las Vegas, and they don't have, like, they downgraded quarterback. He's going to run the ball even more this year. I might get 2 years out of him because his legs are going to fall off the workload he's getting. Luckily, Alabama didn't use him. But if you... 393 touches last year and somehow stayed healthy. I get 2 more years of that. I'm happy.
Yeah, I think we realized that a few podcasts ago. We were talking about him and we were kind of guessing how many touches he actually had, and we were all under. Like, he had so many touches last year. It was crazy. He had like old school 90s type touches.
Yeah, 393.
Yeah, that's.
And 271 the year before, which is huge as well. Yeah. 306 and two. Like, he gets volume and he plays through everything.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm cool.
The most underrated running back, most underrated lead back in every draft. He always slips.
Yep.
Always.
And will this year.
Yep. Agreed. All right, Justin.
This year he'll even be fucking slipping because, if, like you said, he should be like in that top 2 round consideration. Guarantee you he slips to 3 and 4.
Yep. Yeah, you're 100% right. Absolutely. All right, 107, Justin, what you got?
Man. All right, well, now the older option starts to look a little bit better. You know what? I'm going to go with, man, oh, man.
There's some good ones left here. Nick.
I'm going to.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. No, you said it. Just complete that sentence.
Nick Chubb.
That's it. Old reliable.
Yeah. Can't go wrong with Nick Chubb. That's for sure. I know he doesn't get that pass catching, but he does, you know, every year he's up there to the top at the end of the season in rushing yards and touchdowns. So Nick Chubb is a great pick. All right. I am up at the 108 here, and I'm looking at a couple of the older guys. Joe Mixon is still on the board. Dalvin Cook. Alvin Kamara is here. Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna go with Joe Mixon just because that offense is so prolific. Assuming they don't trade him, I know there's been rumors of him being traded, but so far it hasn't happened. So I'm gonna assume he stays in Cincinnati, and that offense is good. He's only 26. He doesn't have a ton of miles on his legs because they kind of didn't use him right in his first couple of years, but they use him right now. And I'll take Mixon here at the 108. Ryan, you got the 109.
I didn't realize that Miles Sanders is only 25 years old.
That's feels older.
I feel like he's been in the league forever. For longer than like Barkley, McCaffrey. I feel like he's been around forever. And I feel like he's been somehow over and underrated at the same time. But Carolina loves to run the ball. Mm-hmm. They love to get their running backs involved in the passing game. And he's very, very good at both. Similar to Josh Jacobs, this dude's averaged over almost five and a half yards a carry his whole career. And he might get more volume here in Carolina than he's ever gotten in Philly.
Yeah, that's a great pick. He's someone that I looked at and someone that I loved coming out of college.
I've always liked him. It's just I never liked
the situation there.
Used them.
Yeah, they had him in that full-blown committee.
They finally used him right last year, and then they totally fucking sent him packing.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. You were too good. All right, time for you to go. All right, that was the 109. Justin, this will be your last pick. We'll just do one round. We are up against the clock there, so this will be your last pick in the first at the 110. What you got?
All right, so Ronald Jones be damned. Zeke's not coming back. So I'm going to go with my boy Tony Pollard. Want to talk about a lot of tread on those tires. Guy has been waiting for this chance to be the star running back of the Dallas Cowboys for, 3 years now? And he's only 25.
Yep.
Give me all of that. Give me all of that. Injury and everything. He'll be fine by training camp. Let's go.
Yep, I like it. That's a great pick. That is a great pick. All right. Well, I'm up at the 111. This is my last pick here. There's a couple ways I can go here because Kamara's there, but I'm not sure I want Kamara. I do like Dalvin Cook. There's a couple guys that change teams, like David Montgomery. I'm not too thrilled about Devin Singletary. Definitely not. You know what? I'm gonna go with. I'm gonna go ahead and take Dalvin Cook. I still think he's got a couple years left on those tires. And, you know, I think he's also one of the pass catchers of the running backs that are left over here. So I can't go wrong with Dalvin Cook. It'll be a good offense. If they draft Zay Flowers, something like that mock draft, the offense will be even better. So, yeah, I'll take Dalvin Cook here at the 111. All right, Ryan finishes off here at the 112.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, he's only going to play 14 to 15 games, but he'll get you 13 to 1,600 yards.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm just going to ride it till the wheels fall off, just because the talent fall off here for the younger guys. Just gone there. Take Derrick Henry. I'm going to just wait it out, keep him on my dynasty team until I have to cut him.
Yeah, he's one of those.
Because his volumes fall. You know what, man? He's going to get he has a touchdown for another year or two where he's fine and still produces big because he wasn't slowing down last year.
Yeah, and I think part of the reason he's been so good so late in his career is he's freaking huge. I think that definitely helps. He's the one delivering the punishment to the linebackers, not the other way around. So I think he can take a lot more than some of these smaller guys. So, yeah, he's 29, but he's still one of the best in the league. So I like that pick as your last pick there.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I mean, dude's a freaking – he is genetically a freak. Yeah. Like, the dude literally looks like – like, they say it all the time. Like, dude literally looks like a defensive lineman or one of the guys from freaking was it Space Jam? Like the Monstars? Like he's just built so freakish. And you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
And he was built like that in high school, which is even scary.
It's huge.
Like he's always been the biggest person.
Yeah. Imagine having to go and tackle that guy. And you're just like, this is an obvious ringer situation. I was
135 pounds playing safety in high school. No, that's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely not. I was going to mention a couple guys that are decent that are still on the board. Aaron Jones was still on the board. Let's see who else did we miss here. Kareem Hunt, if he gets another team, could potentially be something. Alvin Kamara still on the board. So anybody that y'all see, David Montgomery still on the board. Anybody that y'all see that was a potential pick that y'all were thinking about, or did y'all pretty much get all the ones y'all wanted?
I like Damian Harris. Like, he's a very deep sleeper. I wouldn't have drafted him in this, but I like him as a sleeper.
Yes.
You could be the best running back in Buffalo and get those red zone carries.
Yeah. Yeah, the one I kind of thought about just because of the role he'll fill is David Montgomery. Basically going to fill that Jamal Williams role, and you know, if he gets that many touchdowns, he'll be good for sure. And you know,
he's not as good as Jamal Williams.
He's definitely not. But I mean, even if they give him those 1 yard carries, I mean, even you know, even he can fall into the end zone from 1 yard out.
It's kind of weird how they went and got somebody who is the exact parallel to like DeAndre Swift, when it's just like, no, dude, the formula was get like a goal line back and push it in. Like, I would have went out and got like a Deonta Foreman or something like that, somebody who like runs with a little physicality, rather than, you know, I don't know, maybe they're just trying to make that work, whether DeAndre Swift makes it through the season or not.
Yeah, that's a good call. All right, man, it's time for the Forgotten Fantasy Player.
Get ready for goingfor2.com's Forgotten Fantasy Player of the Week.
All right, by now you know how this works. Justin's got a Forgotten Fantasy Player. You can give us some hints to see if me and Ryan can figure out who his player is. So go. What you got for your first hint, Justin?
He is a back-to-back fantasy number one at running back position.
Back-to-back fantasy number one. It doesn't happen very often.
Doug Martin.
I don't think he was ever back-to-back. Yeah. I think he skipped a year. Back-to-back number one. Arian Foster.
Nope.
Ugh.
Keep going.
Yeah, give us another hint.
Okay. Let's see.
Is that a hint you brought?
Yeah.
No.
I'm trying to think of a hint that doesn't give it away. Doesn't
just give it away right away. Give he us played a in the NFC West.
NFC West. Todd Gurley?
I should have went immediately to 49.
What's that?
Is it Todd Gurley?
Yep, that's it.
Todd Gurley, yes. I almost said Todd Gurley to start with, but then I was like, nah, that's too soon. But yeah, that's a good one. Todd Gurley. Good
2017 and 2018, he was number one.
And then he fell off like after that. I mean, everyone was like, I mean, he, I don't know. He fell off like faster than I've ever seen anybody fall off. He went from being like one of the top running backs in the league to being basically dead. It was pretty pretty that insane drop-off. Got him, man.
So I got a funny story if you guys got a minute.
Sure.
So that last year that Todd Gurley was relevant when he played for Atlanta, you remember how he was like catching on with a little steam? So that was also Justin Jefferson's rookie year. So midseason, I make a trade for Todd Gurley for Justin Jefferson. And that was like the right about the time where they both kind of went different pathways. Jefferson was like ascending in the lineup and Gurley was kind of losing his time. And I felt so bad. I played that guy in the playoffs, like the championship game, and I fucking wiped the floor with him. And I was just like,
nice. That's the perfect kind of trade. I had one of those a couple years. I had one where I traded. If y'all remember this guy, he's a forgotten fantasy player, but he's had like two good games. Mekel LaShore. Y'all remember that name? Detroit Lions. He had one game where he had four touchdowns, right? So the week before he had four touchdowns, I traded Mekel LaShore and Tom Brady to this guy who gave me Adrian Peterson, and it was Peterson's 2,000-yard rushing season. And the very first week was when Mekel LaShore had those four touchdowns, and I was like, ah, I made a mistake. You know, Mekel LaShore was going to be the next big thing. I was so pissed. And then Peterson played in the late game, and he had like 185 yards rushing and three touchdowns. And I was like, okay, I think I'm good. And then Peterson, of course, went on to have his amazing season, and I won a championship with him. But yeah, Mekel LaShore, I'll never forget that name. That was a player that I still, to this day, teach my friend about. Like, man, Mekel LaShore is your boy, right? And he hates it every time. Good stuff.
That's awesome.
All right, fellas, that wraps the podcast up. Let's go around the room real quick. Give us your Twitter handle. And if you want to plug anything, we'll go to you first, Justin.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me on, guys. It's a ton of fun. I never want to catch you guys in a Walmart melee because I know you all are prepared for that shit. I'll see Jeff wielding a bat on a freaking scooter. but anyways, yeah, no, it was an awesome podcast. You can catch me on Twitter at SemtexMax93. I also work for these guys here, Going for Two. Also, I'm Dynasty Pros, and I have my own show, TSS Fantasy. We talk all things fantasy, trivia, nonsense. We do it all, and we're getting back together in April, so look out for us.
Good stuff. Brian, what you got going on?
Same old, Foss 534 on Twitter. Find me here every Wednesday night. Find me over at the Rookie Big Board and Dynasty Big Board. And very much looking forward to our draft show that we'll be doing this year.
Yep, I was just going to plug that too. We have we do it every year. It's our 8th annual NFL mock draft. We have a couple people come on. We're going to mock draft the first round for the NFL. I think we're doing it April 23rd. It's on a Sunday, special night. We got some great guests coming on to do that, and it's always a lot of fun every year. We try to match ourselves up against the NFL and see how accurate we are, and you know, see how well we do against the NFL. We almost never hit on any of our picks, but hey, it's still fun to do. We did hit on the Baker Mayfield 101 though. That was our big claim to fame right there. We hit on that one. No one had that one coming into the NFL.
Don't hopefully Gerson's not here. So you
he listens to the audio version at work, so he'll hear this.
Oh, why would you do that?
He'd just blow his head up a little bit bigger than it already is.
Second worst decision of the night.
All right, fellas. Again, Justin, thanks for coming on, man. Really appreciate you hanging out with us tonight. I hope to get you back on the podcast sometime in this offseason once again, because you're a lot of fun. We'll move to a Target next time, not a Walmart, and see what we can do in Target instead of Walmart.
Ooh, we don't have Walmart. Yeah. Ooh. That's where I live by, man. I'm surrounded by Targets. No Walmarts.
No Walmarts where you live?
I have 3 Targets within a mile. No Walmarts.
Wow, that's crazy.
All right. Does that mean your wallet's a little bit lighter?
Yeah. All right. For Ryan, for Justin, I'm Jeff. We will see y'all next week.